وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. This is Hussein and you're listening to your program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we talk about Islamic teachings pertaining to humanity and human beings. And one of the great sources for knowing Islamic perspectives and Islamic viewpoints on humanity is by analyzing and studying the lifestyle and legacy of the great personalities of Islam, starting from the Prophet to the pure progeny from his household. And one good book that we are trying to cover and read and discuss about in this regard is a book titled A 250-Year-Old Person by His Eminence Grand Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei. And in the previous episode, we covered the introduction and we started the first chapter. The first chapter pertains to the life and legacy of the Prophet of Islam, especially in the context of sociopolitical endeavor and a struggle that he had from the beginning. So we said that from the starting point, the Prophet had different problems with the community that he was living in when he started his mission. And we said that these struggles were not because the Prophet had a spiritual message in the sense that we understand it for now. It was because this message had some sociopolitical ramifications. And the scale on which the Prophet started his message, like for example, he started writing letters, he started trying to convince people, delivering lectures here and there. So all of these endeavors and efforts led to further opposition from the ruling class of his society. And the link could be clear when we realize that the Prophet was challenging the ideology based on which those people were ruling over others. So every political system has an ideology that legitimizes it. The pagans of the Mecca, the ideology that they had would enable them to somehow take other people as their own slave, second-class citizens. And by questioning and challenging that ideology, the Prophet actually was endangering the position of those people and they could not bear it. That's why they started their opposition and their resistance from day one. So these oppositions and these resistance, these struggles would not be without any negative effects. For example, some of the members of Muslim community would try to invite the Prophet to compromise. They would say, okay, what would be the problem if we accept their gods and they accept our gods for a while, for example? What would be the problem if we do not insist on challenging the pagan worship, for example? We say the Kaaba, Masjid al-Haram, the holy mosque, belongs to them for one day and it belongs to us for another day. And there, the Prophet had to convince them as well. There's this verse that says, فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتَ وَمَنْ تَابَ مَعَكَ. We know that you can endure this, but you have to convince people who are around you to, they also should show patience and should show steadfastness. That is why the task of the Prophet was difficult in double ways. And with his effort, he could bring that a small community into a great, powerful nation when he was departing this world. So this was the first pages of the chapter. Inshallah, we go for a break. And in the second segment, we're going to cover the other parts of the first chapter.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad ya muslimin sallu alayhi salli ala
Welcome back. This is Hussein, and you're listening to a program for humanity. In the first segment, we said how the start of the mission of the Prophet was encountered with opposition from the pagans of Mecca. And in the second segment, we should talk a little bit about the content of the mission. What was the main message that the Prophet brought for people? So there is this famous hadith that the Prophet ﷺ said, بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ I have been raised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to perfect ethos or ethical values or ethical virtues. So a person who is being entrusted with this mission must for himself be a person with perfect ethical values. And that's why Quran says, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ You yourself are very high in terms of the great ethical virtues. وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ Your ethical level is very great. So this is when you define the goal of this mission as perfecting and upholding ethical values, you need a person with the same capacity to carry out this task. And then this also had a role in attracting people's fitrah, people's divine nature. According to Islamic teachings, there is something called in us that is called fitra, divine innate nature, that when that innate nature encounters ethical virtues, spiritual teachings, is attracted to them. So the way that people saw how Prophet of Islam sallallahu alaihi wasallam would perform different acts here and there, would be honest, would be trustworthy, and all the other virtues that he had, extremely kind to the elderly, to the young people, to different classes, downtrodden, like the slaves. So when they saw that kindness, that level of akhlaq and ethical virtues in the Prophet, they would be automatically attracted to this personality. Another thing is the spiritual aspect in the life of the Prophet before the start of his mission. According to historical accounts, he would go to the cave of Hira and he would spend hours of contemplation and thinking about the greatness, the glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the creation. So later on, we have in our hadith that one of the great ways of worshipping Allah is by thinking about the greatness of Allah through the greatness of His signs, which is the creation. So this would create a good combination for the start. A great character with ethical virtues and a spiritual understanding would be very interesting for those people within the community who were searching for truth, who had realized that there were some problems and troubles in this society, pagan society, great discrimination against women, great discrimination against like slaves and other things, constant wars, and many different troubles that inshallah we're going to cover, that the time of Jahiliyyah, the era of ignorance, was filled with. Some people who had woken up, they were searching for an answer to this question, and in the character of the Prophet, they would find the answer. So this is just the beginning of the first chapter. Inshallah, in the following episodes, we're going to continue and hopefully finish the first chapter. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jannah, it's all I ever wish for. This life is not eternal, but the next will last forever.